timeworldtravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
60% of today's live two-hour broadcast across the USA via our 515 weekly stations is now complete. And as Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us for the G-Block, the personal connection is on tap. This portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
When you travel, sometimes things can happen that you didn't see coming. And that's the main reason we say don't take chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. In today's world, travel insurance is important to help you have a successful trip. And TravelGuard.com/Carrie is affordable, and they're going to protect you and your travels.
Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, some of the other things it's going to cover for you include translation services, passport or ticket replacement, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, trip cancellations, interruption or delays, medical expenses and evacuations. You'll have someone available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
9 months ago, back in September of 2022, Matthew and Robbie Swanson, along with their four kids, embarked on a journey to all 50 states to give away thousands of books to schools in economically disadvantaged communities. They decided to make their travels in a school bus. Joining us live on that show hotline from Alaska are Matthew and Robbie.
Well, back-to-back segments involving Alaska. We are showing the love to our 49th state today. Mary, Matthew, and Robbie, nice to connect with you today.
So nice to meet you.
Well, great to have both of you here joining us. We really appreciate that. Matthew, I'm going to dive right into this because this is some journey that you're just wrapping up. I appreciate you did it in a school bus. I want you to share with us how traveling to all 50 states in the school bus and giving away books to Title I schools, which are typically in higher need communities, came about to begin with.
We recognized a need in our own community, which has a Title I school at its center where 88% of the students receive a free and reduced lunch. We recognized the kids didn't get the same sort of opportunities at the public schools or private schools where we do most of our author visits. So we said, hey, let's do a free presentation. We saw the benefit. We gave away the kids books and saw the excitement that it created. So we said, let's do this on a national basis. Let's spread awareness about the challenges facing Title I schools across the country. And it's been an incredible year.
What an amazing journey. So you're both authors and illustrators, and you gave away a lot of your own books that you guys have created, as well as partners who also donated you books that you also gave away. So really just what a great project. Robbie, as a mom, I have to ask you, four kids all living in a school bus for the past 9 months, covering an entire school year. But at the same time, what an amazing opportunity to show your kids this country, and what a great example to set with this project. How would you say the kids handled this long journey?
Let me tell you, the kids could have made this absolutely miserable, and they have been absolute champions this whole trip. I think that they just sort of accepted from the get-go, this is what we're doing, and they didn't realize that there was another option. So they've been really fantastic, and I don't think that they recognize, you know, how great or unique of an opportunity it is right now, but mm-hmm. I think they're going to grow up and get it.
I think
we've really had an amazing time. They've been awesome.
Yeah, what a story to carry on just through your whole family, through the legacy for years, spending almost a year on a school bus. So let's talk about this bus. I'm assuming you had a kitchen and some sleeping accommodations, but it is an actual converted school bus, correct?
Yes, and it's a short school bus, so it's 23 feet long. So there's not room, like we don't have a bathroom in this school bus. Turns out this great country of ours has many, many bathrooms.
I've been counting, and we've used more than 800 bathrooms so far. I could give you a comprehensive review if this were a longer interview.
Well, that'd be another segment. Okay.
Oh, my
bathroom
gosh.
Talk with Matthew. We
so
like
did
that.
You
okay.
guys sleep only in the bus, or did you stay, like, with friends and family or with strangers? How did that all work?
Occasionally, we would stay in friends' driveways. For the most part, we stayed in state parks. I want to give a huge plug for the state parks of this country. Incredible opportunity to be in a beautiful place with great facilities, often trails nearby. Our family has loved getting a tour of this country's parks.
You know, so Matthew, as I listened to both you and Robbie, I mean, we can hear the passion. I mean, that's loud and clear. Everyone listening across the country can hear it. So as you reflect on, you know, all these months of travel with your family, since this is our personal connection segment of the show, I'd love for you to give us some examples of how the adventures most impacted you, whether from the project's perspective, maybe it's from your family, or maybe it's both.
We thought that we were giving away books. We thought we were connecting with people through literacy, and we were. But we've noticed as we've traveled from school to school, what's been most meaningful for the students and teachers and communities we've visited is the fact that we singled them out, we selected them. These communities are often overlooked, disrespected, under-resourced. And the fact that two authors, we're not actually famous, but to them, they think we're famous. They think that they have been chosen. These kids light up in ways that you just, I wish you could see their faces when we show up and hug them and give them our books and introduce them to our dogs and our kids and our bus. We have had the great privilege of going into communities that are often misunderstood and seeing the absolute goodness, the work, dedication of these Title I educators who show up every day for these kids in communities challenged by poverty and just do the work that is necessary to to serve these kids and all of the challenges they face.
I say that it's restored my faith in humanity in so many ways. We've been met with generosity at all corners of this country, and it's just been amazing. So, yeah.
And not just in the schools, but when we pull into a gas station and the guy in the truck next to me says, "What's going on with this bus?" And I explain, and turns out he has an aunt who was a teacher, and he thanks us for what we're doing and pulls a 50 out of his pocket and says, "Use this to buy some books for some kids." So far, we haven't met anybody who doesn't think it's a good idea to go out there and support kids and teachers.
Absolutely.
If you do, keep going. But but you just mentioned the bus, so I want to ask you a little bit about the bus. Because, where did you get it? I mean, how's your fuel economy been? You said you've been at gas stations. Any mechanical issues?
Knock on wood. Only a few minor things. Our windshield wiper knob broke off, and I had to do some fixing on that.
We've been incredibly lucky. We got the bus from a guy who was a mechanical engineer, certified it for us. A friend of ours did the conversion. Robbie spent a month hand-painting every inch of it. It's been a great rolling home. It's cozy, but just comfortable enough to keep us going throughout the
year. I hand-painted the outside of it. There's a mural on
it,
which
sorry.
Is what attracts a lot of people's attention when we stop at these gas stations.
It's driving down the road, people give us high fives. It's been a great pleasure to drive it.
And you guys did a great job chronicling your journey over these past 9 months. And I'm wondering if teachers took advantage of that as well and kind of like looped the kids in along the journey. Because you visited some great areas of our country as well, and you wrote about it and you took photos. Did that occur as well?
Yes. I mean, that was definitely part of our plan, was to make this a great American road trip that a lot of the schools and schools that weren't part of the tour could follow along with. So we definitely, in the schools that we visited, they've followed along, and in a lot of places we've been, they have a billboard where they sort of have been tracing our route and, 59 days till Robbie and Matthew get here, and with pictures of the places that we've been. So,
watching our daily videos, so they know exactly, was that water cold when you jumped in Maine? They know what we
Well, I think it's great the way that's all been chronicled. All right. Yeah. So, I mentioned when you joined that you're connecting us today from Alaska, but you're about to embark on another trip. And I mentioned that because, Robbie, you just said road trip. So you've got another trip coming up. Talk about what's ahead over the next 5 weeks.
Yeah. So since I was 1.5 years old, my family has been commercial salmon fishermen in Bristol Bay, Alaska. So we made this our last stop, in part because we have to start our fishing season in 2 days. So that's where we're headed. We're headed to the western side of the northern part of the peninsula, the Igigik District in Bristol Bay. And that will be 5 weeks of salmon fishing. And then we have our final school visit is down in Port Hyden, which is another hour farther down the peninsula. It's a tiny school, a single room schoolhouse that has, I think it has 16 students. We're going to visit them as a special summer session for their school, because we couldn't make it up to Alaska before the school year was over. Yeah.
And real quick, Matthew, are you guys going to return home in the fall after all this, this nomadic journey? Are you guys going to be a little restless? Are you returning home?
Well, we're going to go home. Our kids are going to go back to school. We're going to write the many books we have under contract that we need to complete. But we've already started raising money and building new partnerships to continue this work on a monthly basis. We want to visit one Title I school every month moving forward, keep the bus rolling, keep the awareness going, and keep getting books into the hands of kids and teachers.
Well, listen, I say God bless the book. I mean, really.
Boy, what a story.
There. It really is. We will absolutely stay in touch with you. I really appreciate you checking in with us today and joining us on the show. Nice to connect with both of you, Matthew and Robbie. Folks, listen, if you want to see all the photos, read more about their journey, just go check out busloadofbooks.com, busloadofbooks.com. Our best to you both and your family for a nice rest of the weekend.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, there they go. Salmon fishing,
a
5 weeks.
A busload of books, salmon fishing in the tundra. I feel lazy.
All right, I have nothing left.
That's such a great story.
We're going to pause for a few important sponsor messages, folks, at the bottom of the hour break. And still ahead, Mary and I are going to be answering listener emails. We're going to be sharing deals of the week. Up next, however, it's the right stuff and barbecue. That's going to get you ready for Father's Day. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.